Welcome back to Artworks. I'm Annie Corrigan. On Wednesday, September 15th, the Jacobs School of Music opens its 2010-2011 season with a performance by the Philharmonic Orchestra under the direction of Leonard Slatkin. On the concert is a new piece by Cindy McTee that illustrates how collaboration between composers and performers leads to success on the concert stage. Cindy McTee recently retired from the University of North Texas, partially to focus her energies on composing. She's off to a good start already. Her piece Double Play won the Elaine Leibenbaum competition for female composers and was premiered by the Detroit Symphony in June 2010.
Good afternoon. What, we worked on our pianissimos?
McTee explains that she had the music for Double Play, but she didn't have a title. So she collaborated with conductor and baseball fan Leonard Slatkin to brainstorm ideas.
And I said, you know, there must be something in baseball that has the concept of two in it, because there are two pieces that can each be performed separately. And we both came up with the idea of Double Play almost simultaneously.
Along with his work as music director of the Detroit Symphony, Leonard Slatkin is the principal guest conductor of the Pittsburgh Symphony, and he'll begin a new position as music director of the National Orchestra of Lyon in France next season. He also visits Indiana University a couple times each year to conduct orchestras at the Jacobs School of Music. He comments that the relationship between composers and performers is something that emerged in the 20th century.
Prior to that, the composers and the performers were one and the same. Brahms played his pieces, Chopin played his, Paganini played violin caprices, so forth and so on. When we got to the 20th century, there was a split, and the performer became more interested in resurrecting the music of the past and leaving the writing to others.
Charles Ives was an American composer active at the turn of the 20th century. McTee was inspired by his piece, The Unanswered Question, and the concept of bringing disparate elements into the same piece of music.
Dissonance will evolve out of consonance. So what happens are these major triads, but over top of that, pitches are introduced to create clouds of sound, and then they dissipate, and what you're left with is another major triad. So there's a kind of dreamlike quality to it.
The second movement, by contrast, is full of rhythmic energy. She jokingly refers to it as a concerto for percussion. Mary McCauley is one of the three percussionists performing in Double Play with the Philharmonic Orchestra.
For the McTee, I play bass drum, ratchet, vibra slap, four tom-toms, five temple blocks, two wood blocks, two castanets, a cymbal, a rain tree, and a rain stick. Yeah, it's insane. There could easily be two or three percussionists per part, so it's really fun having to, you literally have to choreograph your music and write in cues where you're going next so that in your one beat of rest you can put down an instrument and pick up another.
McTee says winning competitions is one way for composers to get their foot in the door, and it was certainly helpful in getting this particular piece performed.
But even more important than competitions, if we can connect to a player, a conductor, a performer, I think that's the best way to get the start, is to find somebody who will champion your music as a performer.
In order for the legacy of music to be anything other than ephemeral, it has to survive by its proponents, the people who believe in it, who enjoy playing it, and want to present it to wide public. So I try, in many cases, not only to commission pieces, to present them, but to do them often and in different places. So right now, if I do a new piece in Detroit, chances are it's going to pop up on the Lyon schedule and pop up in Pittsburgh and even pop up here.
It's really important for our culture, our musical culture, to create this kind of teamwork where conductors and performers and composers all work together. And we need each other very much.
Find out more about Cindy McTee's music on our website, wfiu.org/arts, and listen for my complete conversation with Leonard Slatkin on an upcoming episode of Profiles. You can hear the performance of Double Play by the IU Philharmonic Orchestra on Wednesday, September 15th at 8 p.m. in the Musical Arts Center.